I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Since the 1980s, the state of Alaska has been the landlord to the residents of a few historic homes in downtown Juneau. With the city's help, the state bought and took the properties in hopes of someday building a new capital complex there. And now there's a renewed push to let the city redevelop the area. On a sunny afternoon, Maureen Connerton lounges in a camp chair with her husband outside the home they lease on Telephone Hill. It's a prominent knob of land in the middle of downtown Juneau that juts out toward Gastineau Channel. There's a plaque on the door that claims it's Juneau's oldest home, built in the early 1880s. She reminisces about epic Alaska Folk Festival after parties that the neighborhood hosted in the 90s.
It was wild. We had to take everything off the walls, everything. Move the furniture into this side room back there because there were so many people.
She says one year, the festival's headliner played harmonica in the pantry.
The walk-in pantry. It was just like, wow, this is so amazing.
Those after-parties are long gone. And according to a 1984 agreement between the city and the state, her home and six others on Telephone Hill are also supposed to be long gone to make way for a new capital complex. The state had 10 years to redevelop the land. By 1994, the state was supposed to compensate the city with cash and land. That didn't happen. 2019, the state listed Telephone Hill in the report as an asset it should consider selling, and the city of Juneau indicated that it wanted it. Last week, the Alaska legislature passed a bill that nudges the state to get on with it. It was 11 p.m. on the Alaska legislature's final night in session, literally the 11th hour, when Juneau Senator Jesse Keel got an amendment through that directs the administration to transfer Telephone Hill to the city.
Since, you know, we just, a few years back, put I think it was $37 million into seismic and other upgrades of the state capitol building. It seems pretty clear that we're not pursuing a new state capitol building anywhere in the next generation or so.
The bill with Keel's amendment is bound for the governor's desk for his signature.
I believe that this land transfer would have happened eventually. I think this just... let's just cut some time and some uncertainty out of the process.
Connerton says uncertainty is ingrained into life on Telephone Hill. Over the decades, it's discouraged the residents from investing in significant repair projects, things like roof replacements and fresh paint. She says it feels like every time they're ready to, there are new rumblings that they'll finally be put out of their homes.
Where they've said, you know, this is the end, we're going to do something, and then they don't. We've been lucky that way because it's a great place. And everybody, you know, we get along. It's a real neighborhood.
Ironically, the less than ideal condition of the homes is one reason the city and state say it's ripe for redevelopment. For now, city officials are waiting for the governor's signature on the bill. After that, the Juneau Assembly will have some decisions to make about what to do with Telephone Hill. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.